The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
Good morning, I'm Ron Ferris from Boopa Productions, and nope, no sound, he's not here yet, it's running a little late. It's Tuesday, September 13th, 2011, and this is Volume 1, Chapter 29 of the R&D Radio Show, and you're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM, or online at www.1110wccmam.com. And if you're shy, you can email us at tips@boopa.com. And today's guest is Dan Lynch.
Hi there, everybody.
Oh, there he is.
The traffic out there, unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. Where? Traffic where?
You didn't see the traffic right out front here.
I've been here since 6:30 this morning. So
if you take a left out of here, you'll be fine. But if you take a right, it's mayhem.
Oh, okay.
And all these old people like yourself who just don't know how to move along.
Who are you talking? You shouldn't talk to Bruce like that.
Why
are you
talking? Bruce is a good driver. I've ridden with him, and he's a lead foot. You, on the other hand.
You can reach us by phone at 978-687-8005, toll-free 877-687-8005. As always, you can listen to any of our shows online anytime on our podcast at www.boopa.com/blog. Click on the R&D Radio Show link and pick the date that you would like to listen to our show.
Did you tell them the news yet? No, okay.
No, I did not.
Is there news?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know. There's plenty of news in the world.
There's plenty of news in the world.
So did you get to see any of the game last night?
Yes, I watched the first three quarters, and then I dozed off. I needed it because I had to be in for midnight, you know. And I tried to sleep during the first quarter, and I was DVRing it, and I was too excited about the game. I couldn't sleep. So I watched. Brady is... We're very lucky to have him. I hope kids today, I'm sure they will. That's like us. You know, he's better than Bobby Orr. Wouldn't you say?
As a New England legend?
When his tale is finished. Well, you know what? I mean, Bobby Orr was great, though. It was great watching him play, huh?
It was. I was.
So I put him right up in that same on that same pedestal with Bobby Orr.
He's, maybe he, as far as, again, Bobby Orr's career was cut short because
yes,
of his knees.
Yes, true. Mm-hmm. And, if Brady wins another Super Bowl, then I'd have to put him above.
Yeah, okay. I would think, today Bobby Orr probably would be able to still play with the surgery that they could do today. Back then,
right.
They couldn't do that surgery.
Yeah.
So he probably would have played longer.
Sure.
But, he might be one of the greatest sports.
Well, he made the top 10 of all-time passing touchdowns last night.
Yeah.
That's quite a feat.
Plus, he threw for over 500 yards.
Incredible.
Yeah. And
I wasn't aware of that till I heard it this morning. But he was on fire.
And then combined with Miami for passing yards, they set a record, I believe an NFL record for passing yards in a game.
Oh,
for
no
both
kidding,
teams.
Huh?
Yeah,
wow.
It was like 900 and something yards.
That was a good game.
Yeah, it was. It was.
You didn't like the defensive side?
They
had their moments. But you know what? Wasn't it last year that we were concerned about their defense and then they... within like game six, all of a sudden they just clicked?
Well, I know last year there was a big problem on third downs that they used to give up, like be like third and 10 and they'd be giving up the first down.
Right, but weren't there like five new guys last year on the defensive line? It was like a whole new defense almost.
Well, there's a lot of new guys this year.
Exactly. So I have faith in Belichick.
In Bill we trust.
In Bill we trust.
Right. So I think they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
Just like with Bruce, it's loose.
With Bruce, it's loose, you think?
Whoa.
Where's that bell?
Oh, wait a minute. All right.
With Ron, it's on.
Oh.
Dave, whoa.
Jeez.
How about Don?
With Dan, we can.
Oh.
All right, I'm knocking off.
Are you becoming a rapper?
See how I am?
You're punchy.
Because I'm getting ready for bed.
Yeah, I know.
It's basically what it is.
I understand.
When my grandson, I don't know if I said this last week, but right before he goes to bed, that hour before, he's off the wall.
Well, he takes after his grandfather now, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, strange story with him, by the way.
Oh, really?
But what's I don't that? Even know if I should mention it on the radio.
No, don't. Your daughter will get mad.
Well, I don't know if she would. She posted it all over Facebook.
Oh, boy. So you want to say it?
Well, it's kind of weird. But I guess on September 11th, they were watching some footage of when the second plane went into the tower.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something to the effect that I should just pull it up and do it word for word if I can. You know? Wouldn't that be a smart thing to do?
It would help you.
Yeah, because I don't want to...
You don't want to misquote.
Yeah, my paraphrasing is awful. Because it could have started in India and ended up on the moon. Never mind. Ryan, are you with me?
I'm listening, Dan.
Okay,
I'm
almost there.
I am
folks,
totally...
Folks, I know you're sitting there in your homes waiting. This is pretty interesting. You're gonna
with bated breath.
If you want to call and give me some thoughts about this. All right. This was her first message, and there were several comments, but I'll just read a few things that she wrote. She wrote, "Trey just told me that he was killed in 9/11 and came back as him."
No kidding.
4 years old now, folks. He's never... All right, and then she wrote in another one. It was seriously creepy. "I was showing him a video of the second plane crashing into the World Trade Center, and he went, 'Oh, yeah, I was there. I remember that.'" And then she went on and said, "How were you there if you weren't born yet?" And he went, "Yeah, that's how I died."
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Now, this is a 4-year-old kid. I mean, he's a smart kid and all that, but I mean, I don't know. You know, when I started thinking, what are the possibilities of like a spirit of somebody who was on the plane who might have just happened to be present while they were watching that, and that spirit could have been talking through him. Is that too far-fetched?
No, there's people that believe that they can use, and actually the thing is with children, like a lot of times children will see
right.
things because they're more, I guess one word to use is more innocent. They're more open to it. They're tuned
yeah.
to that type of thing.
Right.
Where I liken it to that as you get older, there's more stuff that's been dumped into you, more pollution that, you know, kind of fogs.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. You kind of become numb to it or something.
Yeah, it
drowns out.
Yeah, it does. So it's...
Because you're moving on with life and you got so many personal things going on that it's filling up your brain.
Yes. It does, because I think as more and more stuff gets dumped into you, there's less space.
Right.
Unless you're one of those people that can remember, which there are. Mary Lou Henner is one of those that can remember every minute of her life. Did you know that she was one of those people?
Man, I thought that that's why we have short-term memory, to discard all the stuff that is unnecessary, because it would make you go crazy if you remembered everything.
Well, she can do it, and there's a television. There's a new
TV show that's on.
Yeah. In fact,
so there's really a person who can do who remember everything.
Mary Lou Henner is one of those. You know who Mary Lou Henner is?
The name sounds
from
familiar.
Taxi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. She is one. In fact, she's a consultant on that show.
Wow.
That she's one of those that can remember everything. Like if you give her a date, she can tell you what went on that day. It's nice if you can push it back, and then when you need to recall it, you know, just like recall it, like you could with if you have a computer or something.
Right.
But yeah, I know if every minute of your life
you
was,
go crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure
that's what I remember learning.
What, that you'd go crazy?
But she seems like she's pretty, pretty like a sensible woman.
Yeah, she. I'm sure you. What you do is you learn to push it back and not have it in front of you all the time, and just recall it as you need it.
Wow! Did you bring in those Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Get out of here! You did?
Yeah, they're muffins.
Muffins. What if I wanted one of those big and toasty? You didn't do that for me?
No, there's pumpkin and cinnamon.
I think I'll have a pumpkin. May I?
Well, go ahead.
Were you offering, or did I just barge in here and take one of your muffins?
No, if you were in on time,
did Bruce have one? Who had the one that's missing?
Well, I had one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, George had one.
What kind did you have, Bruce?
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate
chip.
Is there another chocolate chip in there?
No.
What you see is what you get.
And what's this one here?
That's cinnamon and pumpkin.
Yeah, I think I'll go with the pumpkin. Although, you know what, sometimes I get agito.
You had pumpkin last
sometimes
week.
Sometimes the pumpkin gives me agito. Maybe I'll go with what's the other one?
Sometimes cinnamon? You give the pumpkin agito.
Looks so big, though. Look at me, I'm so...
Oh.
Never mind. So what do we got?
You complain that there's no food, and then when there's food, you complain about the food. So I don't know. I don't know damn much. I don't know what to do.
No drinks? Oh, man.
Okay, so what do you got? Nothing?
Well, I just tossed that out there about my grandson. I just thought that was weird. Going to the ball game tomorrow.
Wow. It's good to beat a king, huh?
Well, maybe I will bring them back some luck, because they're really starting to tick me off. And if Bill, if you're listening, I agree now. You're right. Although we both agreed that they'd be going to the playoffs. But the ship is sinking.
Well, the Rays are catching up.
The Rays bother me. They're getting pretty big-headed. And the damn Johnny Damon's always there, so. Give me a pumpkin muffin. When I get miserable, I got to eat.
Have that pumpkin, Dan. There you go. Delicious, huh?
Dunkin' Donuts, folks.
So, did you hear, were you listening to the show on your way in?
I brought the motorcycle in. I was riding the bike.
Oh.
Sorry, what did I miss?
Well, one of the things we were talking about was the, did you hear about the guy that's suing White Castle? Because... He's this gentleman. He's 64 years old. He weighs 290 pounds, and he can't fit into their little chairs at White Castle.
Really?
So he's suing them under the American with Disabilities Act. That, you know, he's obese, and Department of Labor noted that it rarely receives obesity claims. So I guess. What do you think of that? If someone's too big to be sitting in the chairs at some place like White Castle, shouldn't
it brings back Fenway Park and you breaking that chair there, Ron?
Well,
you didn't sue Fenway, did you?
No.
I don't know. I mean, people are out to sue anybody for anything. Like, I think I'm allergic to this muffin.
Oh, there we go.
Did they warn us that there were walnuts in these muffins? I'm suing. No, you know what I'm saying, though?
No, I know what you're saying. But the interesting thing here is there's a new study that says...
Wait a minute, 200 pounds?
200. Wow. He's 290 pounds.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay? He's 64 years old. But they're predicting that the U.S. will be 50% obese. The population's going to be 50%
obese. I
thought
we were the fittest nation...
Well, I don't know. Look around. It doesn't look like we're the fittest nation.
I'm blind to the ones that I don't want to look at.
Yeah. Well, I wish I was fitter or more fit.
That's why I don't look at you.
Let me say more fit because I don't want to use the
wrong
one.
Yeah, have another bite of the muffin.
Yeah.
Actually, he's not eating them, folks.
It's you that's eating the muffin.
Mm.
So, you know what else happened? There was another fact for today that I just wanted to bring up to you.
Okay.
That, in 65, the Beatles won their first Grammy Award for Best Group of 1964 on this day. Remember? You remember the Beatles, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not too old, too young to remember.
John, Paul, George, and Bingo.
Bingo. Bingo, Ringo.
You know what? I say that the Beatles are, of course, the greatest band that ever was, even though they had a very short lifespan. But I don't put anybody else in. They're in their own little universe. You know what I'm saying?
So,
and everybody else is, like, categorized. And then Bob Dylan would be on the top of that one.
What about Golden Earring?
Golden Earring, a personal favorite of mine. I know that they're not, like, world known. Well, they are, but they're not as big as, you know, as I wish they were. Did I even mention them last week?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes, you did. Now, this is 2011, right?
Yes.
In 1990... the first episode of Law and Order was on NBC. So that's what, 21 years they've been on now?
Wow.
Law and, plus all the other Law and Orders. And
does The Simpsons have that beat?
Probably. Haven't they been on longer than that?
I don't know. Right around there, right?
Let's see. We'll find out.
And there is a show that I do not watch. I mean, I've seen episodes of The Simpsons.
Me
I think
too.
It's funny, but I just don't, I don't watch it.
See, that's one. And what's the other one that you like? Family Guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen a couple, not even a full episode, but it looks funny. I don't watch it.
Yeah.
I know. It's one of those it's on like a Sunday, and there's usually sports or something on that you watch it, you know? Let's see. How long have The Simpsons been on television? Since 1987.
Really? Wow, so they've been along
23 years?
Probably the longest running show right now.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Other than your soap operas.
Yeah, and all those are going by the wayside now, too, because of the reality TVs and things like that. That's
yeah,
well,
one of them's finishing up. What is
All My Children.
Is that the one?
I think
I hear
going.
Rumors that's going to go on the internet.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, like repeats or continue?
No. New shows.
Yeah.
New show. Yeah. Not like Barnabas Collins that we're going to watch it on Netflix or something.
Right.
Which is...
Dark Shadows,
yes. Thank you.
Did you watch that?
No.
You were too old for it.
No,
my brother's age, and he thought it was...
It used to be on when I got home from school. I just never watched it. I wasn't...
He was the same. He's about your age. When you were 60... No, what are you, 58 or something? No, you don't want to discuss it.
No, that's fine. Yeah, I'm 58. I don't
hide
my
age. That's
how
old my brother is. And he used to hear about it all the time, but he just never.
I don't have a problem with my age.
I do.
You do, I know.
With your age. No, I'm kidding.
I have a problem with your age.
We're all getting there.
I have a problem with your age. Because you're still here. I mean, that's. Just kidding, Dan. Just kidding.
A song came to mind.
What song was that?
When the moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
You're not Dean Martin either.
There's a kid that I work with who was singing that to me a couple weeks ago. And I rode past him on the motorcycle today, and he rolled down his window, and I started belting it out on Route 3.
Oh, God.
And you didn't get pulled over? Drew Carey's show debuted this state.
You think he's funny? You think he's funny?
Did you like his show? Did you watch his show?
Yes. Again, I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. I wish I did, but I don't.
This was in 1995.
His show was all right. He's got that ad-lib thing now.
He had that with Ryan Stiles and... Colin Mockery. And
where the guys are doing the...
improv.
Improv, yeah. That's still on, isn't it?
Yeah, they have...
I mean, he's funny, but I don't think he's that funny. You know what I'm saying? But that's me, and people think he's a riot. God bless him. God bless.
That's why everybody has their own individual opinions. You know, that's the beauty of this country. We all have our own opinions.
Right.
So... what is junk to one person is a treasure
absolutely,
to another.
Yes. Speaking of that, I saw some guy going through some people's garbage on the side of the street the other day. But you know what? It looked like he was finding stuff. He was excited.
again, that's the thing. What's one garbage Absolutely. To one person is someone right. else.
What is that actual saying?
Like
garbage is, what's one person's garbage is another person's gold or something like that, or to that effect. Somebody call in, give us that correct quote.
I'm trying to find it for you.
What is one person's
garbage? What's one person's garbage?
Is another man's treasure. Yeah, is it treasure?
That's it. That's it. One person's garbage or trash. Now, one person's garbage is another person's treasure. There we go. Somebody's going to tell us right now.
You think so? That's not, unless they're afraid and they hang up.
No, they won't hang up. They have to help us.
$5, it's Bill. Go, caller.
Hello. I heard this years ago. One man's meat is another man's poison.
I just saw that here. Yes. Yes. That's. Oh. I just saw that one on here, too. But yeah. That's one man's meat is another man's poison.
Really?
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, yeah, we appreciate that. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Because that would be, because maybe if you're a vegetarian.
Now, what do they call these folklore type?
Idioms.
Are they idioms?
Idioms.
Idioms?
IDIOMS. Oh. Idioms.
Very interesting. Idioms for idiots. They ought to have, you know, the books for idiots, books for dummies.
Yeah.
Idioms for idiots.
Ah, okay. Here's what the one man's meat is another man's poison means. Something that you say, which means that something one person likes very much can be something that another person does not like at all.
Very interesting.
So it's just like when you and I talk, because
right.
this stuff that you like, it to me, I nothing. Nothing to me at all. It means nothing
right.
to me.
Right. Just like what you're saying right now, I'm not even listening
I know.
To you.
So, like, when I say golden earring is terrible, you know, you're not listening, so I can say that.
Yeah, but you know that's... I'm not going to swear.
Hey, Jaworski swore on the air last night.
I heard. And then he apologized a little while later.
Yeah. Well, Dan's
know?
Playing with his droid.
Yeah, you know what? Because somebody...
That's his phone, folks. I'm sorry. Let me clarify. His droid is his phone.
I'm trying to find a program that I had downloaded, but I'm not so sure that it was a program that I downloaded, but I'm pretty sure it was, and it was folklore. And what it was you know, you can shake the phone, and a different folklore thing would come up, and it would have the phrase or whatever, and then it would tell you...
Well, we're going to...
What are we going to do?
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And
again, I'm sorry I came late.
No, that's all right. No problem. And we'll be back on the other side of the break.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Bupa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.bupa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that. Bupa, bupa. Bupa, bupa.
Bupa, bupa. And we're back. And, Dan, let me... I haven't spoken to you much over the weekend, so let me fill you in as to what happened on Friday night.
Okay. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. Can you hear that?
He's on tour. We'll be here in Los Angeles with Whiskey on September 15th. Tonight, Pompey's song from his new record and sequel to the classic album Welcome to My Nightmare, which will be released September 13th. Please welcome Alice Cooper featuring Corey Anthony.
That's okay. Right, folks. New Alice Cooper album out today. Best Buy has a special release of it with a few bonus tracks.
And Best Buy is a sponsor.
I guess, I don't think they're a sponsor, but maybe they are.
Okay.
Alice is the man.
Alice Cooper and Dark Shadows.
Yeah, you listen to your...
We're finding out a lot about you. There is a dark side to you.
I thought Alice was great when I was a kid.
Dark Side, like Star Wars, comes out today, too, on DVD. I mean, on Blu-ray.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah, all six episodes.
Are you excited about that?
Did
you see the commercial for last night on the...
Yes.
So, obviously, I did know about this. In fact, folks, we were having a conversation about it during the break. It looked really good. I guess if the original movies, they put no effects in. And
but my favorite scene at the show is when Yoda is standing there with the lightsaber when he was younger and he's ready to fight. That was... Because I remember when we were at the theater and that came out and Yoda drew the lightsaber and everybody was... really like that when we saw it at the theater. So I thought that's always one of my favorite scenes.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
I'll be careful.
You'll be dead.
That's the part I always remember you saying. You'll be dead.
No, because you remember the part because I say, I don't like you. So anyways, Dan was not able to participate Friday evening.
No.
And the Real Wicked Housewives of the Mob that we performed at Kowloon's.
Mm-hmm. And I heard the show went better without me.
It did. It was sold out. Yeah. It went really well.
Good.
And the 30th looks like it's selling out already. It's probably going to sell out real early.
No kidding.
There might be some additional shows coming up that they're looking at. I think there's going to be another one at Kowloon's in October. Looks like they're probably going to book one then. And we may be doing a private show for somebody who saw the show and enjoyed it very much and may want us to do it for their rehearsal dinner, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes, but it was a lot of fun, a lot of people. My daughter was there. So.
Oh, did she enjoy it?
Yes, she did. In fact, she's coming back again on the 30th.
Did your wife go?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I think she's going on the 30th.
Ah.
So, but we had fun. It's an interactive show.
Correct.
Our friend, Tim Shank, was there.
Timmy!
He missed you. He was looking for you.
His dad does a show on this very radio
yes,
station.
Yes, he does. But he says, where's Dan? I said, my nephew's filling in for Dan because he had to work.
He's like my number one fan, Tim Shank.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy. He really is.
I'm sure that he was disappointed that I wasn't there.
He was. He was because he was looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
And, but the show it went well.
I felt bad when I knew I wasn't going and I knew he was going.
Yeah. Because he was going for...
I mean, he likes you. He likes you.
I know, but you're his number one. You're his number one fan.
Absolutely. He's my number one fan.
What? Oh, you're his? Okay.
Isn't that what
I don't know, Dan. Like you, I don't listen to you anymore, so...
I know. You're how old is that Patriot shirt you're wearing?
Hey, this is an original Brewski shirt.
Well, it looks like it's getting stretched out.
No. This is
Brewski would say, take that off.
No, this is a shirt built for shoulder pads. That's why it looks like it's stretched out. Yeah, don't roll your eyes at me. Don't roll your eyes at me. I'll do a Manny Ramirez on you.
Look at me. Oh, I know, huh? Let's not even go there.
Oh, your buddy Manny?
No, but, you know, I mean, save that for sports radio.
Yeah, I know. So you're not upset about that?
I happened to hear about it this morning. He has a very pretty wife, too.
Well, yeah, it's... Yeah, you're right. Let's not go there because it's
right.
Something we don't want to talk about.
Sometimes they do things that make us upset.
Oh, well. Charlie?
She'd kill me.
Yeah, well, because if you parked where you were supposed to park.
If I were one of those guys, believe me, I wouldn't be married for nearly 22 years now. At least I don't think.
20.
I said go to your room.
22
You divorce years. Me, you'll be sorry.
22 years, yeah. 22
You need years. Me.
I know you're quoting her.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't leave her.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I know that. Wonderful woman.
The love of my life.
Yep. So how's Phil doing these days? Phil came in last week, helped
us
out.
Yes, he did.
Is he...
He's very excited. I think he's already waiting outside the door at Best Buy waiting for the new Alice Cooper album.
He posted, and there was another one. That
Primus.
Yeah, because he posted that, too. He was all excited about that.
EEI folks won't know these bands. Maybe Alice.
Alice Cooper.
Because he's like the age of a lot of our listeners, I'd say.
How old is he now?
He must be like 62, right?
Wow.
Let me think. So, yeah, somewhere around there.
So, did you see... You watched the game last night. So.
Yes, I did.
Well, right after the game, I switched over, and I just caught the end of the Miss Universe contest. Miss Angola
won. You know what? I didn't even know that was on. Somebody mentioned it to me today, and I was like, darn it.
Yeah, Angola's Lila Lopes is the now Miss Universe.
Well, speaking about women and attractive at that matter, going back to Alice Cooper, and I don't mean to keep bringing him up, but on that Jay Leno show, one of the guitarists had left the band, and he brought on some girl who I think was on, was it American Idol that would have the bands? What was the one that would have the bands on there, where the groups would form?
America's Got Talent?
Is that the one? I don't know, but he was on one of those shows, and I don't know if they formed a group on this show. I'm not into those reality shows. I used to watch Survivor, but this girl was on there playing during the show, and Cooper ended up hiring her for the rest of his tour.
Really?
And she was on the show, and I'll tell you what, she was pretty impressive. Now, when I heard that there was going to be a chick in the Alice Cooper band, I was like, come on. That's like having a girl in the Grateful Dead. It just didn't work for me. Yeah, sometimes she sang a few good tones, but it didn't work. It just no girls in bands. That's how I in garage type bands or Grateful Dead type bands. That's just
we
got to call. Listen, I'm not trying to tick anybody off. I love women. They got
what
their
about
place
girl bands?
With singing. I love girl bands. This girl was great though on the guitar, and I stand corrected. She belongs with the Alice Cooper band.
Go ahead, caller. Give it to him.
Hey, Ron, it's pain in the butt again.
Hi, Bill.
How you doing, pal?
All right.
Listen, you want to hear something funny happen last night at school?
Uh-oh.
There was a big note that was put up on the board. Somebody did it as a joke. All classes are to end at 7 p.m.
Ah, for the game.
Right.
Nice.
It was funny. It was funny as all get go because by 7:30, the parking lot was just about getting emptied out from the school. Everybody was boogieing out early to get home and watch the game.
Awesome. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So the classes ended.
Oh yeah.
They're not stupid because people just wouldn't go if they were going to miss the game.
I walked into my classroom and I says to my instructor, I says, "Kenny, yeah, Bill," I says. Classes got in at 7 o'clock. He says, well, he says, you know what? Be realistic. I should have canceled it for tonight. I says, yeah, you should have.
How many Monday night games do they have this year?
I think there's a couple.
There's one more.
Oh, there's one more?
There's
one more. Yeah, that's what I thought. It was only one more.
You hoping to have that one canceled as well? Although the 7 o'clock start was unusual, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was because of a doubleheader.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is that going to be every Monday night now, doubleheaders? Or?
No, that was just last night.
It was just because of the kickoff,
right.
Kickoff of Monday Night Football.
Right, okay.
No, the other one will go back to its regular time, which will probably be
8:30, something
right.
Around there, yeah.
Which doesn't matter, I mean, because by 8 o'clock, most of us are leaving school anyway. We're done with our class.
Right. And anyway, what are you taking up?
Space.
I am taking up computer technology.
Oh, Ron says you're taking up space.
Did you hear? No, you're the one that will say I take up space.
No, you didn't
I'm
hear that.
One,
he just said
one.
It. Turn up your radio right now. It's probably playing right now.
I'm doing Ron a favor. I'm taking something off of his hand.
He is. The Patriots are on.
I wish you'd take him off my hands.
Stop it.
The Patriots are on November 21st. The Chiefs at the Patriots at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Right. Oh, the class will be over by then.
Yeah. And
way before. I mean, it'll be over by 8 o'clock that night. I mean, we'll all be able to get home and enjoy it. And
another game that probably Patriots fans would be interested in would be October 17th, the Dolphins at the Jets at 8:30 on Monday night.
No, I doubt that.
Bill, no, we want the Jets to lose.
Bill, did you say you're taking computer programming?
Yes, I am.
All right, so let's say you're sitting in class and you're trying to figure out an algorithm and it's driving you crazy. You're going to stop for the game?
Well, let's put it this way. The part of the course I'm in right now, I'm learning how to do Hyper-V.
Hyper-V.
Hyper-V terminals, okay? Learning how to do Microsoft Server 2008.
Oh, so you can walk away from that and go back to it.
Let me tell you, after the first couple of labs, you want to walk away when the computer's acting up and it doesn't want to give you the right info or let you do it do the lab right. That's
right.
When you say, I want to throw the computer out. But I cannot complain with the grades I've been getting so far since I started back in December. So.
All right.
So Dan, I have to ask you a question. You brought the question. What is an algorithm?
Yeah, what is that? I've never heard that on the computer termination.
Is an algorithm like the source code of computer programming?
No.
What's the source code?
The source code is the source code.
No. There's also the algorithm. Type that into your little computer there, Ronnie. See, he's taking beginner classes. They haven't gotten into that yet.
Who's taking beginner classes?
That's probably part of the Windows Server 2008 area.
Right. See, I'm talking about actual like programming. The algorithms.
Well, we had that in the beginning.
Maybe they don't use that word anymore.
No, they don't.
Algorithm.
But I heard you gentlemen this morning, and I says, boy, I says, poor Ron. I says, he's getting picked on by Dan so bad.
You don't hear him pick on me?
No, I think it's because he's just telling you the truth.
Ooh, you know, we met, we broke bread. Oh, no, the concession stands were closed at that time. But we had our picture taken together, and this is how you're going to treat me?
Yeah.
Bruce, I think we should hang up on him.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dan, I can even make your mouth water with what I got made for supper. Already slow cooking.
Oh, yeah? What do you got?
Stuffed peppers.
Mmm.
Stuffed peppers, Dan. There you go. This agula.
I like stuffed peppers.
That's instant agula. That,
no, you know what? I can eat. I know some people can't handle the peppers. I like them.
Oh, the way I do them, it's just a certain way that.
Stuff them with rice and some meat and.
But
a
I
bit
also
of
put
some sauce.
But I also put a cream soup in there. Ooh.
Cream soup.
Yeah.
What, mushroom,
celery.
Cream of mushroom? Oh, really?
Yeah, either cream of celery, cream of potato, cream of mushroom.
Yeah.
Mix it all up with your stuff. It holds it together a lot better.
Good.
Wow, that sounds good. Can I try that?
I know I always make Brucey's mouth water when I tell him about my good stuff that I make.
Love it.
Even nice.
Bruce, for the camping trip?
Yes, sir.
Making a homemade beef stew with the apple in it.
I got an apple. Put an apple in your stew, by the way.
Yeah. There you go.
Wow, really?
Yeah, uh-huh. Seriously, Dan. Slice, right. One of the, you know, the
a whole
red
apple on a slice.
Huh?
A whole apple?
Yeah, slice up a whole apple.
Cut it up.
Take the skin off, I take it.
No.
Really?
No, leave the skin on because it all melts.
Mm-hmm. What about the seeds?
You core it out.
Okay.
Don't
you
got
to core it out first.
Right. Okay.
And then slice it up paper thin.
Love
put it.
It
on the bottom of the crock pot. Put everything in on top of that and let it smoke up all day.
Now, see, you didn't tell me about the crock pot.
Nice.
No, that's the way I do it all the time.
Yeah, crock pot.
He said slow cooking.
Yeah. It's,
that's crock pot.
Who's talking to you?
It's the kind of meal, okay, for guys like you that are on the run so often with all your gigs, you just set it, forget it, come home, and it's all set.
Hey, just so you know, an informal definition of an algorithm is a set of rules that precisely defines a sequence of operations.
Right, and that would be like your source code. It tells you if this If not this, then that, and, you know, so on and so
forth. That's basic programming.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the terminology, gentlemen, and you have yourselves a very nice day today.
You too, Bill.
Okay,
thank
Bill,
you.
Always good talking to you.
So that's what an algorithm is.
Right.
You're following a flow chart.
Yes, right. Okay. And that's like when you're programming, that they call that like
a sequence and algorithm. I'm just surprised that you knew that word.
Well, you know, I started saying, am I wrong? Because it was years ago that I took programming, and I'm saying, I'm pretty sure I'm right about that, but maybe it's something in music. Maybe I'm losing my mind. But
we're all losing our mind.
But I was right. Well, I'm glad. Yeah.
You were. No one said you were right.
I was right.
No one would ever say you were right.
I know.
It's like a flow track. Yeah, an algorithm.
Okay.
It's not a beat for a guitar or a drum.
Right. No, I know. Yeah.
Okay. The rhythm's going to get you, though. So, Danny, you think you're going to make it to the 30th show?
I don't think so.
Damien.
Oh, is today the 30th show? Oh, today's the 29th.
No, I'm talking about for the...
Oh.
At Kowloon's.
The play. Oh,
the 30th.
The 30th of September. Yeah.
I'm going to try very hard. But you know me, Ron. I mean, my job. Why, can you get somebody?
I don't know.
Is Daryl going to be around just in case?
Maybe.
I'd like to be there, but you know what? I feel terrible.
Yeah.
You look terrible, so like, I understand how you could feel terrible.
I do look terrible, but you know what? I look a hell of a lot better than you. No, you're a good-looking guy.
Yeah, I know. Watch out for my head, because I'll...
On some planet, somewhere, you're a knockout.
Oh, glad you said, because when I... we went off track, but when I mentioned Miss Universe,
yes.
What if there are other forms of life in the universe? How can we name someone Miss Universe? When the universe is so big, there could be other lives, and there could be somebody that's...
Well...
You don't want to get into that.
Well, I mean, if you'd really need me to explain, I'll explain so even you can understand.
Go ahead, please.
Well, clearly, on our planet, the planet of Homo sapiens, men, women, some of them beautiful, some of them very beautiful, like, say, Heidi Watney. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I know who Heidi Watney is.
We
spoke about her last week now, didn't we?
Was that last week?
So now we have Golden Earring and Heidi Watney every week.
I'm going to try to get a picture taken with her tomorrow.
And a neck.
Oh.
See, so
I didn't see the neck.
All right. So we have the neck, Golden Earring, and Heidi Watney.
Oh, the neck.
Yeah.
Well, so you got to figure other planets wouldn't have human-like forms like us.
How do you know that?
I just know that. Let's just say I know that. You don't need to know how I know, but I know.
Oh, okay.
You ever watch Star Wars? You're a big Star Wars fan. Remember in the bar?
That's right. I forgot. That was based on a true story, right?
So according to our specifications of the female anatomy, or whatever you would say.
The algorithm of a female?
The algorithm of a female. The neck, the curves, the whole package.
Yeah. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat wondering where you're going with this.
Other worlds would not fall into that category of that life form because we're the only ones that have it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, so we're a planet of 6 billion people?
We are a planet of 6 billion people.
So what if that other planet has 10 billion people?
But
so,
they look different. They got three eyes. They got their forehead is down near their belly button.
So what... Wouldn't their 10 billion votes outvote our 6 billion votes, and that would be Miss Universe?
It wouldn't be called Miss up there. It would be called...
I'm glad you know this. Now I know where your grandson got his
insight. You think
they
speak English? The universe is called the universe here on Earth. On the moon, it would be something completely different, but there's nobody living there, so they don't even have a language there.
Wait a minute.
What?
On the moon... On the moon, it would be completely different. The moon is orbiting the Earth. So why would it be completely different on the moon?
Like I just said, they don't have anything living there, so that doesn't matter.
How do you know that?
Come on, they still get the footprints of the astronauts when they landed there in 1972 or whenever it was. When was that? 72?
69. So, and they have the probe that's up there and that's been taking pictures of showing where the carts went through and everything. Have you seen those new pictures?
I saw a couple on Yoo-Hoo.
On Yoo-Hoo.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
They must have been chocolate, right?
They still make that? They do, don't they?
Yes, they do make Yoo-Hoo. Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld's favorite
drink.
So, do
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Does it make sense?
No.
It doesn't make sense.
No, because
we're the only ones who speak English. In fact, in other countries, well, it should...
Wait a minute. We mean we're the only ones that speak English. What about people who speak foreign languages? So they don't count? Why does it have to be English?
Madam or universe.
So you're saying now that English is the universal language?
I am not... Well, you're putting words in my mouth, just like last week. Remember last week?
But you said it's Miss Universe because these other creatures and other planets don't speak English.
Correct. Well, they don't speak...
Human?
Human. Yes, oh. They don't look like us. They are not of... yes. So we are in our own universe. As far as we know, we're not positive that there's life on other planets. What? You being the intellect that you are, it's hard to believe that there isn't. I understand. No. I feel the same way.
Dan, you're in your own universe. I realize that.
You're across the universe.
But I realize that you're in your own universe here, but... I just don't understand how, if they don't speak human...
I wish somebody would just call and say, Ron, you know what?
They don't have time to call because
he's right.
We're up against... Who's right? You?
Absolutely. Bruce? Oh. No comment.
No comment.
Bruce is independent. He's always neutral.
Right. Got to be neutral.
He's the neutral third party.
See that?
He took me to the side last week after one of the shows.
I did?
It threw you out the window?
No.
If you only knew what he was saying about you.
Wow.
But I'm not going to say it because I'm not a rat.
No comment.
So, okay, I'm sorry. So, Miss Universe is Miss Universe.
You know, I came in saying I'm going to be serious because, you know, I do have fun on the show, but I like to be serious at times. But you always just pull out the worst in me.
That's not true.
You were going to be serious?
I thought the first 3 minutes were like Academy performance type.
You mean Marconi Awards? That's what they give to radio.
Is that what they give?
Marconi Awards. Okay. So you would like to get for the first 3 minutes of our show.
See. Maybe three and a half.
Maybe we could nominate that. I'll check that. I'll see how we can nominate you for a Marconi Award.
Well, it was after the muffin bit, of course, so we got to cut that part out. And so maybe like from minute number 4 to 7.5.
It took you more than 4 minutes to eat that muffin.
Well, I'm not saying while I was eating the muffin, but while we were discussing it.
Okay. And
do you know your headphones are a little crooked?
Yeah, that's fine. I can still hear.
That's always bugged me. Now, why'd you change the seat?
Why'd I change my seat?
Yeah.
To bug you.
Messing me up.
That's it. See, always keep them off guard. See, it's like when you come to the line of scrimmage and they show you a defense and you start calling the huddles and then they fall out of that defense.
Right.
It's to confuse the
quarterback. Is that what it is? I know I confuse the heck out of you, too, but you're just trying to play it cool. You're playing it cool. You walk out of here.
Do I look confused to you right now?
I think
you're dreaming. Are you still awake?
I'm confused.
Are you still awake?
Bruce, I don't have to put up with this, do I?
Yes, you do. Your partners.
Wait a minute. The glasses are on, so here comes something. Go ahead.
Wow. No, it's good. It's all good.
Go ahead.
Oh, wrong one.
Go ahead. Shake it. Shake it up so you can get a new, what is it, proverb or old-fashioned saying or... No?
What do we got left, Bruce?
About a minute and 10 seconds.
About a minute and 10 seconds.
Yeah.
We already heard this.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, folks.
We already heard this, Alice Cooper.
I'm trying to shut you off. All right, I'll stop. Okay, is that the music coming on?
That's it.
All right.
The crowd went crazy. See that? They heard the music. Well, Dan, thanks for coming in today.
Yes, it was great, folks. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening to us. And stay cool, but don't freeze.
Take care, everybody.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.